Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
And Robbie the Degenerate.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, Robbie, they canceled the Hall of Fame game.
Yes.
Canceled, is it 2 weeks?
They canceled week one and week four of the preseason.
Week one and week four. So, I tell you what, it's actually good planning as to why they did that. Right? Think about this. If you have an outbreak on your team, it'll either give you an extra week in the beginning or an extra week before the season.
Theoretically, you'd have 2 weeks before the opener.
Right,
before the opener.
Exactly. And I tend to think that now, from a player's perspective, I'm going to tell you what I hate. Once football gets started, those weeks with no games. Okay, now it's different than a bye week. Let me be clear. A bye week is cool when you get that time off. You get to go home, recharge, refresh, get healthy, whatever. Right. But random off weeks, right, where all you can do is practice, I'm out.
That's not for you.
I am out. No, I'm telling you. My second year, well, it was either Bill's first year or second year. We had two bye weeks. It was the worst. Imagine having two bye weeks and sucking.
Bill Belichick loves bye weeks. He's just like, yes, extra preparation.
Well, because here's some coaches wave that bye week as a carrot, right? If we're playing well going into the bye week, then we'll get more days off. Denny, he would give you the schedule for the whole year in camp, all the way up through the Super Bowl. So at no point in time did you not know what was going on. So bye week, he stuck to it, even if we weren't playing well. So there's two different ways of going about it, but that old, like, hope we play well enough to get a couple of extra days off. And then when you practice in the bye week, keep in mind now Like, once the season starts now in the NFL, people very rarely use pads. But back in the early Bill days, we practiced in shoulders and helmets on Friday. 2 days before the game. We were still thudding a little bit. So those bye weeks, it's like, oh, we need to work on our tackling. Guess what? That means you're going to have a full 9-on-7.
Sounds awesome.
Tackling to the ground. So, like, yeah, I hated it.
Let's get the headlines, Robert. What do you got for us, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenience. So, Tobin, I know you're not concerned about the two preseason games getting whacked, but are you a little bit disappointed that that's probably two less games that you're going to see Tua?
No, because he's going to start week
one. Whoa, man. Look.
No, because he's going to start week one.
Here's what I would like. All of what you're saying could be accurate, okay? But there is no substitute for game experience, okay? Now, how this would normally work is Fitzpatrick would start that first game. Tua would come in the second half.
Yep.
Nothing against anybody. That's just rookie thing right there. Or they go Fitzpatrick, first couple of series, to a next couple of series. But I think the first game he wouldn't play until later on. If he's progressing to the point where maybe he could be the starter, then games two and three would be used to kind of get him from playing with that second unit to getting him some more reps with the first unit. Because you want to see, you know, usually they try different quarterbacks in that number one position just to see how they respond, how they work with the other guys, how they command the huddle and things like that. Without those two games, you do lose time. Because, again, a young quarterback has to learn where he can throw the ball and where he can't. For example,
am I crazy?
Things you take for granted. The hash numbers are different. Something as simple as that. So the throws are a little bit different when you throw them to the outside.
Am I crazy to think, though, that the more important thing to do in the preseason is almost to make Josh Rosen look good so he could trade his ass?
No, okay, but here. Here's the other thing as a coach you have to think of. No matter what you're trying to do, you have limited reps. You have limited reps for three guys. If you have an agenda with all three guys, you're probably not – and you're trying to push that agenda.
Yeah, but nobody – nobody – like Ryan Fitzpatrick does not need the preseason.
No,
he doesn't need it.
But he needs – look, the preseason – okay, for Ryan Fitzpatrick, yeah, probably doesn't need it. Okay, but he still has to get ready for the season.
Agreed, but if he was a typical veteran starter, he's probably not playing that much of the preseason because they don't want him to get hurt.
It depends how veteran is your team, how veteran is your receivers, how veteran is your offensive line, how veteran or the calls. Do you have a new offense? There's a lot of things that go into it that, okay, maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick has to learn a couple of things also. Okay, you got a whole new offensive line. Something as simple as signal calls.
Yeah, well, you have a whole new offensive line, but he's been in this offense. Like, this is his guy coaching the team.
Okay, but something as simple as a signal caller and hearing a different voice than you've been accustomed to hearing is a change. You got to work through that. Some quarterbacks, believe it or not, some quarterbacks do a hard count differently. So if it's on a hard two, we've switched quarterbacks during the game because of injury, and then the next guy would come in and do a hard two because that's what we worked on all week.
Can you give me an example of this?
Everybody jump off sides.
Can you give me an example of this?
All right, let's see. So Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
Right, in Minnesota. He was more of a violent guy. Right? Yeah. So he'd do a hard hut. You know, like that.
Yeah, it was Kyler Murray last year. That's where this whole thing started.
Right. So, but then Randall would come in, and Randall was kind of a more subdued guy. You know, he didn't have that violent. So when Randall left and Brad Johnson came back, the first time he gave a hard count, everybody jumped. Caught me off guard.
What was Randall's like?
It was just more of a, just like, hut, hut. Like, not nothing, you know, he didn't try to get you. It was just on two.
Huh.
But there's all those little things that you may take for granted, right? For example, we knew that when certain quarterbacks came in with a play from listening to the coach, we all had to know the play because he probably wasn't going to give it to you right. So on the way to the line of scrimmage, we had to all correct it, right?
Yeah.
Whereas some guys give you the play, you understand whatever. You know, we had guys that would call a play sometimes, and we knew that, hey, if we ran that route, two guys would run into each other.
Robbie, what else do we got in the headlines, man?
Tobin, are you also disappointed that you're going to get two less games of Greasy at Stockton?
That I am disappointed with, yes. Yes, I do enjoy that very much.
Great trip.
Oh, no. Well, there's, bro, I cannot wait for the first time they have to say Igbenogany.
Iggy.
Oh, no.
I cannot wait for the first time they say Tungavailoa.
Why did they say Tungavailoa and it's not spelled like that?
Oh, no.
I don't know, man. I'm not Hawaiian. I don't know the culture.
Well, shut up, because you think Hawaiian pizza is a thing.
What do you mean I think it's a thing?
It's not a thing.
Hold on. Okay, listen. I don't like it either. I don't care for pineapple on pizza.
Okay, a Hawaiian says, no, get pineapples off of my pizza.
Are you implying that all Hawaiians don't like Hawaiian pizza?
No, what I'm implying is that Hawaiian pizza is an American-made thing, or a main
Hawaiian is
a mainland thing.
Mainland.
That's what I just said. Mainland.
Because it is America.
Again, that's why I changed to mainland. Got it. Okay. Sorry, Mister.
The Hawaiians are insulted that this is what we thought of their pizza.
Right. Right.
Well, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, when you talked about that pineapple, that took a turn for the worse. Then, ooh, hold up. Maybe we were off there.
What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, some guy in the middle of America is going to come up with Miami pizza. It's going to be Mame pizza. that would
people been. Pizza with cocaine on it.
Somebody said Tua has a headset in his helmet. It don't matter, dude. I'm telling you now. I've seen times where we all had to listen to the play in the quarterback's ear.
Why aren't those helmets more like they don't have some noise cancellers in there?
No, because this is what it sounds like.
But still, like even in today's technology,
dude, it's a helmet. The main job of the helmet is to protect your head, not to get a good signal.
Seems ridiculous that they haven't been able to figure out something a little bit better than that.
They got that Fridell connection.
I'm telling you, that's all you can hear. Oh, you hear you see the quarterback with the little thing in his ear? Like the little, like, mic hooked on his ear? That's the same mic that's in the helmet.
How much did Goran, like, hate having to tell him, listen, I don't understand you. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, because that was his way of saying, I didn't hear you, and I don't want you to ask that damn question again.
I'm sorry to a little break up. I didn't hear you well. Can you repeat that, please?
Oh, no, he did say, can you repeat it?
Well, he's so polite.
Right?
He's a polite
Tua
man.
Going into week one, need to wrap up the East as fast as possible. Agreed. Really?
Agreed.
They brought in an OC just for Tua. But was it Chan Gailey?
Yeah.
That's Fitzpatrick's
Chan Gailey is. Chan Gailey was quarterback coach for the Romans.
What does that mean? Like in the Roman War?
Yeah. Like, no. How old is Chan Gailey?
He's in the 70s.
Yeah.
Chan Gailey is 68.
Oh.
So think about this. My first year in the NFL, he was considered an old coach. No, so he was a young coach.
But what do you picture being quarterback coach for the Romans looking like? Like when instead of having that blockade war format, like he's spreading it out and the battle axe is going all over the place.
I just picture him like, shield, formation, left wing, you got to get in there tighter.
Looking at you, Trojans.
Come on, Billy. We went over this. You're going to get somebody killed.
All right. When we come back, Robbie, you got any of the headlines?
Well, yeah, I was going to use this is probably what you're going to tease for the next segment. But speaking of the AFC East, apparently, according to Diana Russini, she spoke with an AFC head coach, which it can only be four, maybe even three, on Cam Newton and the Patriots. And she says, quote, I think they're going to keep three QBs, use Cam Newton perhaps as the wild card. I don't actually see him starting at week one in the offense. I just know one thing for a fact, the Patriots love Jared Stidham.
All right. Who is the mystery coach next?
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy and Robbie the Degenerate.
Let's give you a quick COVID-19 update powered by AirPros $79 service. Call the pros that know AirProsACRepair.com. Coming back on this whole thing, Leroy, I'm a little bit worried that there could be another outbreak. Because have you seen the bats in the Philippines?
Oh, boy.
No.
Okay, let me get this to your ass. Because, you know, it has been said that the coronavirus came from a bat. And these bats in the Philippines are the size of people. Really? I don't think these are photoshopped. Maybe I got duped. I don't know. But I don't think that I did. And I'm going to send this to you right now, you and Robbie. And you tell me what you think of these damn Philippines bats. Because they are terrifying. I just texted it to you. They're so big.
Ooh!
Yeah.
What?
What the? Whoa! No yep. way that's real.
Dude, that's real. That's the Philippines.
What?
You don't think that's real? You think that's Photoshop?
No way. No way.
I don't know, man.
That's a dude, man. Get out of here.
You think that's a person in a costume?
Dude, that bat's bigger than Dracula. Ha! But my question is, what are these people doing?
Well, maybe they're docile creatures. Who knows? I don't know.
You can't look like that and be docile. You got to be picking up humans. No chance.
Trying to see. Recent picture of a few. Let's see. Recent picture shared of Twitter of a human-sized bat in the Philippines is taking the internet by storm. And people are spooked out. The Twitter user from the Philippines shared an image of what looked like a giant bat and claimed that this giant golden flying fox, and the post has gone viral. Many reacted saying that they did not know that the mammal existed before some spoke out. Let's see. It's got
Dude, that really looks chairs. Like the second picture literally looks like the same stuff that Batman uses to fly. Batman uses to go spelunking.
Somebody says, hey, from the Philippines here, I can confirm that they have a huge wingspan, but their bodies are really not that big. More or less, it's like the same body of a medium-sized dog, but they have that giant wingspan. So it seems like they've been played with somewhat. I don't know, man. Well,
come on, dude. Hold on. Let me explain something to you. This is the honest truth. You see the first picture, that guy, those guys, people just walking by staring?
Yeah.
There's no way in hell you wouldn't see a reaction if you saw that. I don't care how cool you are with animals.
He's dead.
If you saw a bat the same size as a human, you are out. Live, dead. I don't care. It could be a picture of a bat. It could be a statue of a bat. If you walk past something hanging from a pole like that and you've never seen it, you are out.
I don't know, man.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if we were used to it, I think we'd be fine.
No, 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 no. I'm used to snakes. I still get the hell out when I see one.
All right, let's get to this.
He could literally pick up one of your kids and go for a ride. Right? That's the way this bat looks. Tobin, this bat look like he been lifting.
I don't know, man. I haven't found anybody saying definitively it is fake.
Somebody from the Philippines just said so.
No, they said that the wingspan is real. That one of the bodies looks a little messed up, but the wingspan is still.
I'm telling you what, this thing with the black bat, right? That's a person, okay? And he's just getting ready for Halloween. I'm telling you, that looks like synthetic material.
All right, so Robbie talked about this story before we went to break. There was a tweet yesterday from ESPN's Diana Rossini, and this is what she wrote. I spoke over text with an AFC East coach on Cam Newton and the Patriots. He said, quote, "I think they're going to keep three QBs, use Cam Newton, perhaps as the wild card. I don't actually see him starting week one in the offense. I know for a fact the Patriots love Jared." Now, I think this is 100% Adam Gase, Leroy. I think that there's no doubt in my mind Adam Gase is the one who has this take. Couple reasons. One, I believe Diana Rossini is based in New Jersey, or she's from New Jersey and is a Jets fan. I think we've talked to her on the show. I think she sold that to us. Two, I don't see Coach Flo giving out state secrets of the Patriots or giving his input on the Patriots. I think he knows that's biting the hand that feeds you. I don't think he wants to end up like Mangini. I don't think that's his style. I think he lets anybody who wants his opinion on what Bill Belichick's doing take a seat, take a hike. He doesn't want to give his opinion. McDermott, I don't know. You think McDermott's got himself a seat? He thinks he's going to be the contender in the AFCs. I don't feel like he's given his input. With Adam Gase, he's so arrogant. He's a guy who loves to hold a lot of quarterbacks. Remember, he at one point had four quarterbacks in the Dolphins roster. Like, he loves hoarding quarterbacks. And the other thing is, he wouldn't have the guts to start Cam Newton either, because he doesn't know how to coach quarterbacks that aren't within his system. He'd start David Fales before Cam Newton. He's that kind of a bum. So I think it's 100% Adam Gase. You don't? You don't think anybody's going to Adam Gase?
No. Dude, who, especially in New York, they hate him.
They do hate him, but she's not a New York reporter. She's a national NFL reporter. Just happens to be based from there.
And a Jets fan. You're a Jets fan first. No, come on, man.
So you think no shot she has? You don't think
no,
she has?
No shot is Adam Gase. I think it's either Flo or McDermott.
Because Stugatz is a Jets fan. He loves Adam Gase. They're like chummy.
Really? Well, that's because he goes on the show and he doesn't go on any shows. That's it. Stop. Like, we're familiar with the Stu.
Thanks, Stu. Stu, you really get me. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's what you want, Adam Gase. The only guy you want in your corner.
Here we go. Factoid.
Huh.
Bats are good to have near your home. Bats eat most mosquitoes and any species. They sell wooden bat havens you can install near your house.
I don't mind a bat.
Oh, let me tell you something. I was in college. It was me and my roommate. I was taking care of business in the bathroom, right? I go to open up the curtain to turn on the water, take a shower. When I'm done, boom, bat hanging from the shower curtain.
I'm out.
I couldn't be out.
I still
had to wipe. So I cracked open the door. I told my roomie, "Hey, Tracy, hey, come here. He said, no, man. I say, man, I don't care about this. There's a bat hanging from right there. He say, I'm out. You on your own.
I remember distinctly my father Manu Ginobili-ing a bat one time. Just give him a big old right cross. And
so there's bats in
out.
Florida?
No, this was in New York.
Okay. Because I was in Michigan. And I was
but yes, there are bats in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Bats I guess the dude. Farther you get from, they're tiny then, right?
I'm surprised we don't have those giant flying foxes, quite frankly, because I'm sure there's been some Miami
you
cocaine mogul who's definitely said, I want bats. I want bats in here.
You know what? No. You can hang them next to the chupacabra. That's what, they hang out. And Bigfoot.
Do you think
and
that,
the Loch Ness Monster.
Do you think that the next time, after Adam Gase gets fired from the Jets, do you think he's run out of using his Peyton Manning card and then he now has to use Stu Gatz as his number one reference?
I mean, Lane Kiffin keeps getting jobs.
Yeah, okay, but he ended up at FAU. So, like, when Adam Gase goes for the FAU job, he goes, who do you have as a reference? He goes, I got ESPN Stu Gatz. And he, like, phones him in.
You think that's getting anybody a coaching job?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're fans.
All right.
It's a popular show.
They're probably sending a letter back. Say, oh, no, we don't believe this letter.
So, okay, so if we had to rank it, you think number one is Flores, you think, did this, or you think it's McDermott?
I would say McDermott because Flo is going to – he's not going to have conversations in general. He's going to have general conversations. He's not going to have conversations about specific players. You know what I mean? So he'll say, oh, they got a good player. You know, something along those lines.
I feel like Coach Flo –
McDermott
seems
like he'll break it down for you.
Because I feel like Coach Flo sees that they get the Patriots and he goes, yeah, you dummies thought they were going to tank. Like I think that's how he looks at it.
Right.
You know, it just feels so Gase. Yeah, they're going to keep three quarterbacks. It's got all the elements. One, hoarding quarterbacks. Two, not having the guts to coach the quarterback who could actually potentially win you the most games. And three, you love a quarterback that nobody knows anything about, which is like him and David Fales, who goes everywhere
he
goes.
The funny thing is so you're basically saying that Gase loves the move because it gives him more credibility when he did it.
Yeah. Well,
that's very Tobin.
It's not that. It's not, no, because I think Gase thinks they do the move and do it like he would do it. But when in reality, Belichick does the move because he's going to start Cam Newton because he knows Jared Stidham's not going to win him games. So he goes and gets Cam Newton because he's like, I need a better quarterback. Because that's what he does. He goes and tries to win, right? That's Bill Belichick's motto.
All right.
Gase is like, ooh, I love hoarding quarterbacks. Yeah. Yeah. You know, he alienates all his star players, but his quarterbacks he holds close to the vest. Pets them like little dolls.
By the way, every coach has that guy. I'll tell you, Denny, if you played special teams, Denny loved you. He loved the grunt guys. He took his same special teams guys wherever he coached.
Gase loves him some Fales and some Falk.
Well, because think about this. If you're a quarterback guru, what better way to get, you know, to get some notoriety than finding that quarterback, finding that Tom Brady?
I'm still trying to figure out if these Philippines bats are real.
No way. No way. No way. It's a bat suit, dude. Bat suit on a little person.
I don't think so, man. I think this is an actual thing. It's the Philippines.
Dude, that bat, look how big that bat is. That bat.
The bat's bigger than Manny Pacquiao.
I was just getting ready to say that I don't know if I'd take Manny in a fight.
With the bat?
Oh, no. His reach.
Pack versus bat live on pay-per-view.
What do you got for the odds on that, Robbie?
I'd say that the bat minus 250.
Dude, there's no way that's real. No way.
One person says, I'm Filipino, live in the Philippines, fake, no big bats like that. Fruit bats are small.
Right. You guys are.
It looks super fake.
You fall for anything. I'm telling you, the top left picture of the four pictures, that is not real wings. I'm telling you, it looks like the same thing that Batman has. Straighten it out and he can fly.
Huh. I'm going to need to
You go ahead on and fall for it.
Somebody give me Ron McGill.
Here, let me ask you a question. You think if something like that was hanging from somebody's roof, right, or carport or whatever, that you wouldn't have heard more about this until now, just now?
I don't know, man.
Animal Planet, they tell you all the craziest creatures on Earth. Nobody came across a 6-foot bat.
Another person saying it's fake. All right. I put it to bed.
It is fake.
I don't believe it.
You think it's real?
I don't know, man.
You can't be as gullible as you think everybody else is with your stuff, right?
Let's talk to a man.
By the way, time out. Mm? By the way, the text that you sent.
Which one?
You know which one.
Mad Dog and Lap Dog?
Dude.
Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
It would have been better if you could have found a picture of Zaslow smiling, but he doesn't smile.
Just a picture of Zaslow as a Yorkie.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Like, he throws that out there like his common knowledge. I'm like, dude, I've never heard that say before. Rats off a ship. Game 6. Like,
rats off a ship. Game 6.
Somebody walk Zaslow.
We'll take a break on the other side. Marlon Zace, Dr. K, Caleb Smith. He's going to join us next. Very excited, Leroy. Listen, in the midst of a pandemic, you got to go get a doctor. And so we go in and got Dr. K, Leroy. Caleb Smith, he joins us now. We need to get an expert on in here. Caleb, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So what is this whole thing? How have you, I guess, taken all of this in? This has been, I got to imagine, the craziest offseason of your baseball career. It wasn't even supposed to be your damn offseason. So what was it like, man? I guess take us through it. And did you think you were going to have a baseball season?
Man, it's been wild so far. I mean, the offseason was good, but I mean, this extended offseason, not so much. Whenever this whole thing first started and I guess spring training, you really started hearing about it. I thought it would just like blow over. I thought everybody was blowing it out of proportion. And I thought we were going to like have a season as normal, but obviously that's not how everything turned out. So, I mean, here we are about to get rolling again with spring training. And I think everybody's really excited about it.
Caleb, how close were you guys to the start of the season? Because for us, it was like middle of March when you started realizing things were going to close down. And that's like a couple of weeks before opening day. So you guys are pretty much ready to start your season.
Yeah, we were right there. Like, I think we were like a week, maybe a week and a half out. I mean, they were about to, I'm pretty sure they were about to announce the opening day starter, and all the starters were looking forward to that, to getting to know who that was going to be. And I mean, we were knocking at the door. So whenever that happened, it was kind of a shock. And I mean, now we're just, we had to sit back and wait for a while, but I mean, now we're ready to go.
You guys all, go ahead, Leroy.
So what was your, like, okay, once this all happens, so they tell you, hey, we're going to have a bit of a delay. Nobody really knows. We didn't know how long it was going to be. Nobody knew, like, everything was up in the air. What do you do from that standpoint? Because you're ready to, you know, you could be opening day starter. So you could be pitching a week and a half from the date that you guys started talking about canceling the season or prolonging the season, or, you know, just, you know, having the start be delayed. What are you going through at that point? Because I got to think, like, wow, what do you do?
Yeah, I was kind of lost. Like, I didn't know where to go from there. I mean, I was kind of to the point where, like, do I stop throwing? Do I take a couple of days off from throwing, or do I just keep throwing and try to stay ready for game situation as much as possible? And, I mean, I never really stopped throwing. I tried to stay in shape, and, I mean, I was ready. They said once we get rolling, it's going to happen fast. And, I mean, unfortunately, it didn't happen too fast. And right. I mean, what which should be 100, I don't know, like 100 games into the season by now or something like that. So it's crazy.
From your standpoint, because, you know, you really started to blossom with the Marlins. How frustrating, I guess, was it? Because I imagine you thought, like, damn, this is a monster year as far as, like, launching the career even into a next level for yourself. So from that standpoint of, you know, a lot of you guys are in this position of you're really trying to get your foothold as being Major League Baseball players and being around there and making this a career for a long time. So I guess how much of a mental obstacle was that? Because I'm sure you had big expectations coming into this year.
Oh yeah, I feel like this was going to be like my year. Like I had an opportunity. I don't know if it was going to happen, but I mean, I was in the talkings and in the mix of being the opening day starter. And that's huge. Coming into a season, that's what everybody wants to be, is opening day starter. I mean, that's the goal. And, that could actually happen, but unfortunately it didn't. And here we are. So
now, Caleb, now the long drawn out baseball season, the war of attrition has become a sprint. Like, you're probably going to get what, 8 to 10 starts? Maybe,
yeah, somewhere around couple maybe, more. Maybe 11, like, yeah, maybe 12.
How do you approach that when you're used to maybe 25, 30 starts?
I mean, normally it's you're preparing, regular season, you're preparing for a marathon. This is basically a sprint. Like, you got to come out of the gates hot. I mean, any team can win it. So, I mean, it's the team that starts the hottest and stays on that hot streak. I mean, the Marlins are looking really good this year. Our pitching staff has stayed in shape, and I think our starting rotation, we're going to be really high out of the gates. Like, all of us have stayed in shape, and I mean, we're 1 through 5 starting pitching wise, we're mid season form. So I mean, we're ready to go.
Now, I understand that pitchers are no longer allowed to lick the baseball, that they've been given a wet rag as an option. Is this going to be okay for you? Like, is a wet rag, is that an acceptable item? Are you a guy who licks your fingers a lot to get a touch on the baseball?
I'm sorry. I lick my fingers a little bit. My hands are pretty dry most of the time, but I mean, I don't think that'll be too much of a difference for me, hopefully. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes. This year is gonna be crazy with all the rules and everything. And I mean, I think the thing I'm most disappointed about is the universal DH. I was really looking forward to hitting.
Oh man!
Oh, really? Really?
It's probably,
yeah, I love hitting.
It's probably never coming back, man. Like, if that feels like one where they've been trying to get that universal DH for a long time. Like, I feel like the National League, it was the last one standing. I don't think it's coming back, man.
I hope it does next year. I mean, because I still got to get my first homer, so that's what I'm looking for.
Oh my goodness! Now you have an idea. You know, the season's going to start. You still have no idea who's the starting pitcher. On opening day, when you go to camp, when you guys all report, I mean, like, everybody's going to be fired up to go. Everybody's going to be ready, you know, because you're used to being in form at this point. How are you going to handle getting back into pitching? Because, you know, look, pitching at home or pitching by yourself is a lot different than pitching in the major leagues. And don't you still have to kind of taper, you know, you can't go all out right away.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to go all out right away, I guess. But I mean, like I said earlier, our starting rotation has been staying in shape. And I mean, we've gotten a couple of live BPs, in here and there when we can. And I mean, we've stayed in shape. So I think we're going to be pretty well off getting out of the gates. I think
we're going to be ahead of
the team for that. Yeah, we're really young. So that gives us an advantage. I mean, I'm not as young as I once was, but I mean, when you're young, you can just go out there and I mean, you really don't have to stretch or do anything. You don't have to get warmed up. You can just go get going right out of the gates. But I mean, as you get older, kind of got to ease into it. So that's definitely an advantage for us.
Yeah, I have to stretch for life. So I have to get up every morning to stretch just to get through the day. Now, we're not talking about baseball or anything athletic. He's got just to move around for the day. So I understand.
He's kind of upside down.
I'm starting to get there.
It's barbaric. Football's barbaric, Leroy. I'm sorry.
How much fishing have you done, Caleb?
Whenever I went back to Texas, I did quite a bit. I was on the water a lot fishing, but I've been in back in Miami for probably about a month now, and I really haven't had the opportunity to go fishing as much as I want to. I haven't been able to go at all since I've been back in Florida. But I'm looking forward to going soon once everything starts opening back up and gets going.
I wanted to ask you that because you are country. Like, you've taught us about the duck hunting and all that type of stuff. You'll throw on the camo and whatnot. Were you ever around farm life? Because there's this thing going on right now with Jay Cutler, and there's apparently he's a former Dolphins quarterback. He was terrible down here, but he had a serial killer animal taking out his chickens. I wanted to know if Caleb Smith's ever been in a situation where he's either had to deal with, you know, raccoons or coyotes to take out his chickens.
Well, I mean, my family doesn't own a ranch or anything, but we would go to my really good friend's house and shoot hogs and go coyote hunt and everything. So, I mean, we've done that a couple times before. So, I mean, that's definitely a lot of fun. You get a varmint call out there and just sit out there at night and use that call and just
excuse me, a what?
Yeah, what's a varmint call?
A varmint call?
Yeah,
sounds like a dying rabbit, basically.
Could you give us an example?
An example of a dying rabbit?
Yeah.
Hang on. I'll try to do the sound. I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear it that well. It's like I don't know if y'all can hear that very well.
No, we heard it just fine.
Wait a minute.
I think you should do that on the mound.
Animals come to that because they think the animal's dying?
Yeah, like coyotes love that. I mean, that's a dinner bill.
I think you should start he should just start doing that on the mound. Just give the dead rabbit call. And the guy's gonna be like, well, what is this guy doing? He goes, yeah, you know what's coming here? The old dead rabbit. I'm gonna strike your ass out.
Dead rabbit call.
Dead rabbit, man. That's it right there.
Y'all look it up on YouTube.
I'm checking it out.
You know we are.
Man, listen, we're looking forward to watching you play baseball, man. We're glad that it's finally back.
Yeah, good luck. Be safe,
yeah,
man.
Be safe, man.
I know it's going to be tough.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Take care, Caleb.
All right, thanks for having me on.
Always enjoy having the doctor on. Dr. K, Caleb Whiff, Caleb Smith, whatever you want to call him. He is absolutely fantastic. So we appreciate him giving us some time. We're back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.